then Saturday night at the Panada. And this is the annual tradition. We do both of these. This is how many years?
Fourth year, I think.
Yeah. So it's a nice little reunion, family reunion of sorts.
I think last year was really fun. Yeah. A lot of people showed up and just had a, like you said, family feeling to the concert. And of course, everything you bring to the stage is always unique and special and kind of surprising, a little bit of surprises all the time.
Thanks. This year's going to be extra surprising.
Yeah. Extra surprises coming up. So you're here to do this concert and visit friends and family. Do you have a big Thanksgiving dinner?
Yes. Our family is very large. Very extended and wonderful. Yeah. I think we have about 20 people coming to our house.
That's always fun. You mean your parents' house?
Yeah, Mom's baking pies already. Hi, Mom. Bake those pies. House smells great.
Yeah, Nicole Black and Jimmy Black probably show up.
Yes.
With Vaughn. Okay, so a little bit of remembering of where you've been this year. You've been on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Wonderful and tiring.
Yeah. It's great and hard. Mm-hmm. We like our house, both our houses. We love Sandpoint. We love Portland so much, and it's kind of tough to be away all the time, but mm-hmm. it's worth it. We find our own little homes on the road, and our van is definitely a home. It's really wonderful in there. So we're definitely road weary this mm-hmm. right now. This weekend coming up, these shows are kind of the end. It's basically the end of the toury year, so we're very excited about that. We're going to take most of the winter off and write more songs and start recording and just live somewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it takes, is what I'm hearing from other musicians that show up here at the studios, that it does take taking a break.
Yeah. It's like, if you're John Craigie, then you just keep going and you make an album every 6 months. Yeah. Never compare yourself to him.
Yeah. I made one while you guys were talking. Is that
correct? You made a whole album.
It's not very good, but yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about cookies.
Mm-hmm. Cookies.
More like bakies, you know.
Do you have any stories from the road, John Craigie?
Oh, yeah, always.
You want to give us one? A short one?
Oh, yeah. Come back to me, though. Don't put me on the spot.
Just think about that.
No, I'll tell you one, actually. Right, I got one. I was telling the story last night. So I was opening for Todd Snyder, right after I saw you. Remember I was here talking to you, and I said,
I'm going to open for Todd Snyder.
Did I just done that, or had I? You don't remember. It's okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Anyway, but I was at the merch table, and when you're at the merch table, I was selling 5 CDs, I think, at the table. And so, people who just met you, they don't know what to buy. So they'll ask you sometimes, like, what should I get? Or what's your favorite? They ask that a lot. What's your favorite? Which is ridiculous, because it's all of your own albums. You have no favorite. You both love and hate them equally, you know, like your children. And so a nice, cute way to kind of defer that question is be like, well, they're like my children, so I love them all. But And normally people laugh at that. But this guy was like pretty like aggressive. He's there with his wife. He's a little belligerent. And was that?
He really wanted to know, what's your favorite?
I thought that was radio, like sign language being like, do not say belligerent on air. We cannot say that.
It's not one of the words.
Not the B word. He was belligerent. And no censorship. Okay. And so he was like asking really aggressively, like, what's your favorite? And then I said, well, you know, it's like your children, you know, you can't pick your favorite. And he looks right at me and he was like, Brian. And his wife was like, honey. And he was like, you know, it's true. And I just slid one forward. I was like, this is Brian. So that's the story.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. And I see why Caitlin and Lori are sitting here just giggling away. That's the only reason that you have him in your concert, probably.
Yeah, right? He's it's terrible just, at music. So it'll make you laugh. Yeah.
It's better. The more talky, the better.
All right. No, when you guys all play together, it's something special. Do you want to talk at all about what tomorrow night or Saturday night at the Panada or Bonner's Ferry at the Pearl on Friday night is going to look like?
We're super stoked.
Yeah, we're super stoked. On Friday at the Pearl, Craigie's going to be opening up and doing a full set and then joining us in our band, and we'll just do a pretty normal but cool, also very cool, Chopin set.
Normal and boring.
Normal, boring.
Pretty normal.
But then the Panada, we're going to do something a little bit different just to, you know, just try to do something different. And we have five amazing songwriters, one who is super top secret. And we're very excited about it. So we're all going to do kind of like a song in the round kind of thing for the first set. And then we're going to kind of have a more full band sound and have everybody jump in, and everybody's collaborating on each other's songs and whatnot.
kind of a songwriter's showcase.
It's gonna feature Caitlin and I and John Craigie and Josh Headland, and Justin Landis is gonna back us all up. And then a secret person.
Okay, so that means go to the Panada.
Yeah.
And what time does the doors open, and what time is the, I don't have one of your posters right here.
Okay. Doors are at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30 with a more acoustic in the round thing. I think Caitlin and I are going to play some solo songs because we've been trying to do that lately. And so we're going to mix that up. Yeah.
Oh, you mean individually solo? Yeah. Like not together solo.
Just me and just Lori.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. And are they new songs?
I'll be doing a real new one, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a song by one of our friends.
Well, I think songs is the theme right now, so probably a good time to hear one of your songs.
Yeah.
And you can tell us a little bit about it, although pretty much we know a lot of your music. We play it here all the time on our local show. And just give us a background.
It's awesome. This one's called Growing Things. It's on our album Window, and it's has a little bit and nothing to do with our... our made-up religion of anti-storage unitism. It's what you become when you live in a van.
Simplify. Thank you.
So call it what you will, what you like, but it's still the same thing. And you can take what you need, but you can't believe it will remain. Remain the same, the same.
That was stunning, seriously stunning.
Thank you.
Beautiful, thank you. And that was the Shook Twins here live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY, along with John Craigie.
Shredding.
Hearing those really nice lead guitar picks there. Thank you, John. And you're home for the holidays. You're here for a special reason, friends, family, food, and a couple concerts. So yeah. Tell us again about the concerts.
Friday night at, I think it's at 7:30 up in Bonner's Ferry at the Pearl Theater. We've been doing that for 4 years. It's such a sweet night. And John's going to open that night up and then hop in our band. And then Saturday night at the Panada with all our best homies. There's just a bunch of wonderful boys up there. We have Josh Headland, John Craigie, Justin Landis, and a very special secret guest that we're going to be singing in around and collaborating on each other's songs and just like, we're in our living room.
Sitting in the living room. Bring in the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your tickets while you can. Last year, both sold out ahead of time, so I'm not sure. You can get your tickets online and
at Bonner County Bicycles.
There you go.
And other places.
Courtesy of Dan Show?
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, scoop them up.
So this evening at the Panada is really, it starts out John Craigie, a solo set.
Oh, no, no, not at the
Pearl.
Panada.
At the Pearl.
Oh, at the Pearl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the Panada?
The Panada starts out with all of us in a round.
Okay, so this solo. Is the songwriter circle.
Right.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think people will really like that. And a couple questions that I think about when I think about you being on the road and all things like that. You're talking about taking a break this winter, being home so you don't have to carry your home with you all the time.
Yeah.
Writing some music. When you were out on the road, were there any like really special venues that just hit home and you went, oh, we got to go back there?
Yeah, several.
Last winter we played the Fillmore.
Yeah.
But we opened up for our friend Gregory Alan Isakoff. And it was epic.
That was amazing.
He sold it out and it was probably the best night of music I've ever had.
Yeah, that was topper.
Yeah, you can't go back now. Every other venue you're like, well, it's not the Fillmore.
Except for Saturday night at the Panada.
Exactly.
You got it. Because that crowd out there Saturday night, half of them knew you when you were little.
Yeah, that's real special about that.
And I was thinking coming down here tonight that we've always called you girls. And you're not really girls anymore or kids, you know. Because we knew you were when you were little girls and kids.
Yeah.
But so
it's, everybody still calls us the girls.
The girls.
Instead of the twins, it's the girls.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the roommates, best friends.
We'll take girls. It.
The women.
Well, we're always happy when you
that's
come
what I'm
home.
Do.
Call us.
Where
women.
Are the women?
Hey, women.
Are the women coming over? I went on tour with the women. It was nice.
Yeah. That would be kind of a cool band name.
The Women.
The Women.
The Women. I noticed on your website that you have a bunch of cool sponsors.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about them at all?
Yes, we love sponsors.
You're very rich in sponsors lately.
We've been so lucky with that.
How do sponsors work? Do they pay you?
Yes and no. Some just give us product and then others. Mostly it's just give products. But Ninkasi Brewing Company has been really supportive monetarily and with lots of beer.
Yeah. Ninkasi.
And they're out of Eugene, Oregon. A lot of Oregon Oregon companies. Our main ones are, Ninkasi. Pro Bar is an organic meal bar out of Utah. We met the CEO in a hot springs, and he decided to spoil us with food all the time. Super awesome.
We just got a Townsend's or Brew Doctor kombucha, which is awesome because we drink so much kombucha.
Yeah. But my newest one and my new baby is this guitar I'm playing. So beautiful. It's made by Canon, and it's this new guitar company out of Bend, Oregon.
CanonAcoustic.com.
Yeah, it's epic. And they made this specially for me, and they just wrote me. They just hit me up and said, we want to give you a guitar. I was freaking out. And not only did they do that, I thought it was just going to be one that, they had around. But they specifically made this. They're like, what kind of guitar do you want? I was just flabbergasted. So I was like, I don't know. I've been looking for a smaller bodied guitar. So they made me this parlor shaped crawler sized, and it's just so loud and milky and buttery. And
well, when you were playing, I was thinking, that's a beautiful guitar. Mm-hmm. And I caught that right away. So yeah.
Canon. Brand new.
Canon out of
Bend,
Oregon. Okay. And Diodario strings,
yeah.
DiMarzio pickup.
Yeah, yeah, we got a bunch of pickups. And Deering banjos helps me out a lot, too.
And Bedell guitar.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're set up. You can drink beer and kombucha and crowbars forever.
Yeah, play for guitars. We're feeling great.
You're here to do a concert both up at Bonner's Ferry on Friday night and in Sandpoint here at the Panetta Theater this Saturday night. And it is a tradition, not just for you, but for us too. It is your Giving Thanks concert series here in Sandpoint. So we're really happy you're home. How about another song, and we'll talk a bit more and say...
Yeah. Let's do a John Craigie song.
Okay.
Yeah, before I start the song, I'd like to talk about my sponsorship.
Okay, who are
opportunities that are on the table right now. as you may or may not know, recently I was picked up by the Shook Twins manager, Phil Einstein, which was great, and we've been getting along pretty good. We don't see eye to eye on everything, though. When we first started chatting, he said, "Now, John, let's, he's very proud of the Shook Twins sponsors, as you should be, as we all are." And he said, "John, what do you got going? I've seen you got some North Face stuff. I had done some negotiations with North Face and a few other things. But really, I said, Phil, what I'm really working on right now is there's a bean company in Louisiana called Blue Runner Beans that I've been working with." And he said, maybe let's go back a little bit and maybe focus on something that's not beans. But I really have been pushing it. They're called Blue Runner Beans, and I am not official yet, but I am a huge fan. Eat them all the time, and really working on it. But when I did contact them, they are based out of Louisiana. They don't sell their beans anywhere else. And I said, "Sponsor me," and they said, "We don't sponsor anyone. We're a bean company."
I think you should keep trying.
Oh, I'm keeping and trying.
Yeah, you could carry around bags of beans.
Yes, I
and,
could.
Share them with people.
Yes, I could. I'm ready for it, and it makes sense. And they're delicious beans. Good vibes. I got some. I would talk to them, but I have some ideas, some recipes for them. But they're not ready for that. Maybe it's okay. But PJ, we're working on that together. That's one of our main hurdles that we're trying to jump over. But I think there's nothing wrong with having a bean sponsorship. It's better than no sponsorship.
Are they dry beans?
It's a can of beans.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that makes it a little easier.
Oh yeah,
you don't have to soak them and then cook them for
it's
2 hours.
As easy a spot as you can imagine, and great kinds and all flavors, and BlueRunnerBeans.com.
They're listening, John. They know.
This
they
is
know
all pro bono about. Right now, Blue Runner. Just so you know, I'm here for you whenever you're ready.
We're really glad you finally have a sponsor, John.
I'll do the. We'll say stuff instead of the other word. Okay. Nope, that's wrong.
Wrong key.
That was right. What's wrong?
Oh, it's going out.
It's going out. My C.
Yeah, I noticed that before. Yeah.
Well, can we get? Is there a C harmonica in Sandpoint?
Maybe. I reckon. Who's got a C harmonica out there? Woodland Reds? Who sells harmonicas?
I would think so.
Okay. Who? Yeah.
We'll get you one.
We gotta go. Okay.
What's the name of the song, John?
The song is called "I Wrote Mr. Tambourine Man."
I should have a tambourine, but I don't.
I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man. That little man ain't nothing but a thief. But I don't care at all. I was destined to be poor. I was destined to stay in this city. The New Orleans in the morning, after Mardi Gras, is like the sweetest hangover you ever saw. Oh, all the buildings sag. Beads hang from the trees in the pink sky dawn. I stumble to the feet in the corner of the bar. A notepad and a pen, a little hair of the dog. I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man. When the apocalypse is over, I hope you like your job. Yeah, ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free anymore. I hate a song where the singer is mad at their ex. They said they'd always love them, now they've gone up and left, and they complain in their words.
and they want them to come back home. I say out of 7 billion people, let the ones that don't love you go. When the apocalypse is over, I hope you like your job. Yeah, ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free anymore. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Never trust a musician who plays with their eyes open.
All the good stuff happens when they're closed.
You gotta give yourself the shivers before you could give them to someone else. So I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man and I left it in the dust. The perfect song is the song that you only got to play once. I don't want to be no dinosaur, blaming the asteroid for my strive. I might have been born yesterday,
but I've been up all night.
When the apocalypse is over, I hope you like your job. Yeah, yeah,
ain't it a shame?
Nobody
sets anybody free anymore.
Yeah, yeah, ain't it a shame? Oh, ain't it a shame? Ain't it a shame? Nobody sets anybody free
anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was John Craigie. I wrote Mr. Tambourine Man. That was great. It was really a fun song.
Thank you.
That is a fun song. And I love the harmonies, girls, gals. So you're here in Sandpoint for a reason. And as we said a few seconds ago, you're going to have a concert at the Panada on Saturday night and up at Bonner's Ferry on Friday night at the Pearl, which is a really cool little venue.
It's sweet, yeah.
How many people do you think it
holds? Like 160, I think. Yeah.
160.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Always such wonderful crowds. It's such a sweet night. We love it.
Oh, that will be fun. So we hope that people go out and get to hear you.
Yeah.
And as John said a few minutes ago.
Yeah. They both sold out last year.
Okay.
So get your tickets while you can, yeah. And they both sold out ahead of time. So get on it.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about what's coming up? And
we're pumped.
You're pumped.
What's coming up in life? Or
In life or this weekend?
Well, this weekend is life, so.
Mm-hmm. We were in the living room last night going over the songs and practicing and stuff and just... I was getting the can't believe-ies. I can't believe we get to do this with all these wonderful men that write beautiful songs. And
we're going to do a lot of verse swaps, too, which is really fun.
It's very special.
Whoever wrote the songs, and sometimes we'll have everybody pass verses off, and so you get to hear a different flavor on a song that you already know.
Something you'll never hear
again.
Yeah, or never heard before.
One of a kind.
Exactly. It's a in-the-moment sort of opportunity or experience. And... I just had a question about your life in Portland, just real quick. You get to go home. You're going to kind of take a little break, although you have a scheduled concert in Seattle on the 4th, it looks like, and and one out on Vashon Island, and probably you'll play around Portland. But it's very different not being on the road.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're just going to keep it down to just weekend warrior things. Mm-hmm. That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just do a few shows pretty close by.
What will you do all day?
Right? Yeah, we just need time to sit
cook
down, right?
Really slow food.
Yeah, really like enjoy our meals, showers, and not have somewhere
beds,
to be.
Our own beds.
No van calls. We don't have to get in the van.
Yeah.
You can clean it out and put it away for the winter.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, it's really been fun to have you here. Do you want to do another song or?
We didn't really plan on that.
Okay.
We don't know how to play any more songs.
That's
just
it.
Got the
That's
two.
It.
This is the, we're going to repeat the two all weekend.
So once again, you're playing at the Panada on Saturday night. Tickets are available online at the Panada, panada.com.
I think they're not on the panel. I think it's Brown Paper Tickets.
Oh, Brown
but,
Paper
the link is on our website.
Okay.
Shy Carts, Pedro's,
okay.
And Bonner County
Bicycles. All over town.
Yeah.
Okay, the usual places.
Yeah.
And John Craigie, how has the road been treating you?
Wonderful, yeah. Okay. I'll be also wrapping things up. The big thing for me is December 16th in Portland, Oregon. I'm doing a show. I'm recording a show for a new live album that will come out in early 2016. So... that'll be, and next time I come to Sandpoint, I'll have that with me, which will be very nice. So
that would be great. And yeah. If you want to send it to us ahead of time, we'll put it in our local show,
which
Jack does twice a week on Tuesday nights. And
I
Friday
get to be
nights.
In the local show.
Yeah, we, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've transplanted.
Okay,
you
I'll take
lived here for a month.
You're in
I'm
the
local.
Local group.
I've lived here before.
Yep, probably. Okay, well, thank you again. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful holiday with your friends and family.
Yeah, you too. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Out there. We have so much to be thankful for.
Yes,
you're absolutely right.
So much.
And this is 88.5 KRFY. We're going to go out hearing the Shook Twins pre-recorded. This is called Back Now. We hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, the Panada concert on Saturday night is happening. Mm-hmm. So... here you go, Shook Twins, Back Now.
Bye.
I want to do a radio show where I just...